You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Excited about partnering up with Audioboom, so
absolutely,
you'll be able to get a little more of us.
Yeah,
You can find my husband on all platforms. Well, not on all platforms.
You can find him on two of them.
And tell him
two
tell
of them.
Tell him the handles
ain't
for
no
those
F
platforms.
In that, just of them. Y'all can find me on Instagram at Marcus Ain't on the Gram and on Facebook at it ain't at is it Marcus Ain't on the Book?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Is it?
Yeah.
At,
that's how
the,
you can
yeah.
find people.
Mm-hmm. Do y'all use Facebook? I don't know.
Yeah, some people use Facebook.
And you can find my beard and body butter. It's called Manshit.
Manshit. M-A-N-S-H-Y-T.
And on Instagram, at GetManshit. And the website is manshit.com. M-A-N-S-H-Y-T. On that note, I do want to thank everybody for your orders. I'm going to be sending out an email. I've had some technical difficulties with my computer, so I hadn't been able to send this email out. However, the ingredients that I get in for this because of this whole COVID-19 is a little sluggish. So I'm struggling with that. However, by the end of this week, hopefully, I will be able to get everybody's orders out. I just want to thank you.
It doesn't matter if I have it.
Mm-mm.
He's like, why you got mine?
Mm-hmm.
He could have maybe not even gotten it at first. And he he yells at
preaching.
Me. He yells at me as if I'm some broad off the street.
Just like Si used to.
But
his is a little more aggressive.
Yes, his is more aggressive. Like, truly, like, he likes to play with the blinds now. And if I remove him from the blinds, even gently, like I'm going
oh,
to
yeah,
play with him.
Oh, yeah, he thinks the blinds are his, like, hands down.
He cries as if I spanked him. And I literally could have done it with so much, like, funness in my voice. Like, oh, come on, yeah.
Okay.
And he's like, ah. But I say all that to say that he then has these really sweet moments that are just like, this is why we don't give you away. So the other day I was holding him on my hip and I was standing in front of this man. He was sitting working. And I said, you see daddy? And he said, hey, dada. Those words, Mark said, I said, did you hear him? He said, it sounded like he said, hey, dada. I was like, yeah, that's, I'm granted the hey, I'm sure was a fluke.
Yeah.
But I do know he knows that that's dada because yeah. There was a couple of times I was editing and he heard your voice and looked at the computer and was like, dada. And I'm like, oh, you, I already knew he knew who I was because when he's mad, like most of my children, they start saying mama, mama, mama
yeah.
and looking for me and wanting to come to me. But the fact that he's like, I know that man.
Yeah.
He's angry
he,
just like me.
He does enough cute stuff to even out him being a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah, yes.
He's like, you flying neutral. It's like.
But yeah, he's got like it. And you can tell he's the youngest in my heart because I'm not correcting him. And I need to. But I'm just like, you don't know no better. You don't. He does know stop now. He does understand stop. Now, whether or not he chooses
yeah.
to stop is...
That's a whole nother topic.
Because he'll stop and look at me like, what you want? Like,
what?
Like, I'm in
See,
the middle
busy over here?
Of destroying whatever I was working on, and now you want to stop me? But yeah, he's something else. But having that little sweet moment of him acknowledging his daddy is very cute. I think it's more so cute because this dude turns into just a puddle of goo. Like, I can see his interior just melting, even though he keeps a very, like, strong, stoic stature about him. I can see the ooze just falling out of you. Just let him get one and two and really warm up to you. I don't know what this man gonna do. Don't know. Especially if he gets involved into the stuff you like. You working out in the car and he's like, "Daddy, can I help?" You'd be like, "Oh, son.
I got one like it." But like I said, they do just enough cute stuff to make you just, you know, do I want to get rid of them or do I want to keep them? It's a close call either way.
Either way.
It's a real close call. Like, I want to get rid of you, but no. Nah. Well, I want to keep you, but...
But it's so much work.
It's a close call either way, you know?
So, what is your Tank Sleep Pride story? Did you find one in your brain?
Whew. You know.
You didn't?
Just, no.
Okay, just, so I got another one if
you
need.
Yeah, go ahead.
End up eating some graham crackers with Nutella.
And yeah, Stella Rosa over there?
Yeah, my Stella Rosa. Just to keep the party going.
All right.
Yeah. Okay, so what is your Tank Sleep? Did you remember something now?
Yeah, sure.
Tell us your Tank Sleep Pride story.
No, this these boys, these kids, man, they are something else. And seeing their personalities, like, whenever I'm on the grill, I like anytime I fire up the grill, they automatically expect a party.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all of our friends and everything to come over.
Mm-hmm.
And they get into that that mood. It's like, oh, it's a good time. People are coming over. And I remember going through that same exact thing with my parents. Like, anytime I saw them getting dressed or getting ready, or I smelled Jack Daniels or cologne or Mama's White Diamond that she would have on, I knew, oh, we going somewhere fun. Or even if it wasn't, we would get to stay with somebody because all the adults were going out, so we was going to be around a bunch of other kids.
Uh-huh.
And just reliving that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I see them go through it. It's like, they know, they hear the grill crack open, or, you know, us plugging in, trying to figure out what music we going to play, and they like, who's coming over? Where the party at?
Uh-huh.
And I see the excitement. I enjoy their excitement.
Yeah. That's some. I feel bad. You know, this is the... This summer in particular, because of the pandemic, I feel really bad that we don't have a pool, because I feel like that's all they really need to get, like, that summer feeling to completely be there, because they're already quasi out of school because they're at home. So they don't get that feeling of, we don't have to go to school, because granted, while they're doing schooling, it's not the same as having to wake up early, go in. So the other part of summer that they enjoy is going to the pool. And I know all the public pools are going to be closed this summer. So until they, like, lift the shelter-in-place mandate for a minute, like, you know, we won't even be going to our friends' pools, even though I'm thinking about asking Shania, like, on a day that they're going to be out, if we could just use their pool, we won't go in their house.
That's how first world problems are.
Thank you for my mother's day gift.
Y'all. Did you see what it was?
Yeah. Y'all, this is hilarious. So, because the Amazon account...
I knew what was going to happen. I started a call. You'd be like, don't check the Amazon account.
I wasn't going to ever check the Amazon account, because I know that's where you're going to get my gift. There's really, unless you go to Target, there's really no other place. Because the Amazon account is connected to my email and I have the app, whenever we have a delivery, it notifies me on the phone. And it was like,
pop, your package will be there. Saturday?
It was
Friday.
Like, your high waisted workout leggings will be here. And I was like, oh, it's too late.
I don't never see Amazon notices pop up on her phone. I'm like, as we look at it together.
And I couldn't even pretend. What is that? Was that your feet?
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, what is... We're having an earthquake. I couldn't even pretend like I didn't see it. You know, like, okay. You know how sometimes if you see, like, your surprise coming and you try to hurry up and look away so you don't get all of it, it was too late. I saw the
whole... See, I'm the opposite. I'll be trying to figure out my surprise.
That's so rude.
It ain't rude. You just got to be better at hiding stuff.
Why do you like to find out?
Because that's part of the excitement.
Is it ruining your surprise?
No, it ain't ruining my surprise. It's ruining it for you, not for me. I'm still going to love it.
But why don't you like to just get the surprise? Why don't you like that part?
I don't know.
Huh.
I have no idea.
And that's crazy, because I'm the more controlling of the two. Mm-hmm. So I would think that I would be the type that's just like, no, let me see. I need to know what it is, because if it's not what I want you to get what I want. But I'm
here. Here's the thing. I don't like knowing, because Angel... will let me know that I have a surprise coming. Mm-hmm. Which is the wrong thing to do. You should just be like, boom. Because she'd be like, I got a surprise for you coming on Friday. I'm just like, why would you tell me that? Now my mind is already thinking of what it could possibly be. Mm-hmm. And then when it ain't that, I don't want to be disappointed. So let me figure it out early.
So what about if it is the thing that you were hoping it is?
I'm going to be excited too. Mm-hmm. However, it's just like Christmas for me. When I was coming up, I was getting toys. There's probably a 50% chance I already know what it is because I done figured out how to open up the gifts and rewrap.
Terrible. Terrible. And I love a good surprise. I do. I mean, I'm glad that I asked specifically for that. So
yeah, I couldn't figure nothing else out.
I told you, but to get me a treadmill.
No, that's...
See?
You'll be getting a bike.
I want a treadmill.
Motorcycles.
Too.
Matching.
They ain't happening. So back to the topic at hand.
Don't y'all think we should have motorcycles? Leave it in the comments.
Don't. You can tell him how crazy he is. The puppy is going to come for my birthday. But anyway.
We talking to the people on the line.
So what could you do to make your life? I can already name off right now what I know I'm not doing to make my life better. And that is waking up earlier. For you, it should be going to sleep earlier.
Yeah. I'm like naturally a night owl. And I'll say at 9 o'clock, like, you know what? 9:45, I'm gonna be getting in the bed tonight. 11:45 rolling around.
And don't let me do what he tries to do to me as well. Don't let me start and being like, Marcus, you gonna hit the bed? Yeah, Angel, just give me a second.
You know what it is? It's like when you rip and run all day and you're sitting there relaxing on the couch. Even getting in the bed is like something you have to do, and you just want to sit there and not do nothing, if that makes sense.
But what about this? What if we did this, though? Because that does make a lot of sense. What if you did your relaxing in the bed? Like, instead of...
I don't know.
Instead of you going to bed being, okay, that's it. I'm going to sleep. If you had, like, a 45-minute, like, in the bed... time.
Yeah, it'd probably help.
You know what I'm saying? Then yeah. It doesn't feel, because I get it. Like, you know me, when I'm on the couch and I'm about to fall asleep, I don't want you bothering me about falling asleep. Let me go ahead and do it. But if I'm watching TV in our bedroom and I fall asleep.
But see, that's just going to cause an argument because you're going to be sitting there sleeping when I go change the channel to something. I'm watching that. Then I'm going to have to slap you. You're going to be asleep when I do it. Yeah.
Just FYI, if y'all don't know us, my husband does not put his hands on me.
All the time. I see y'all in makeup around that eye now.
He does not. He's stupid. Now, I might have to choke him out every now and again, but that's just the silly way that we play. But yeah, he is so terrible about getting in the bed at night. Like, he's trash. If it was like a
I know, I've gotten better, though, because it was like 12.
Yes.
12:30. I'm up at like 4:30, y'all.
That's the thing. And he gets the behavior pattern from
him. Gonna throw it away for good reason. I said, I know where all of these pieces are, so I put it back together and set it back there. It better look well used. Like, this man is a man of the word. Nah, he just struggling to, he just trying to stay out of hell. That's all he doing.
I think I need a paper book. I like hand to paper. More than I do like digital. Like, I had actually tried to change my notes all over to digital, and it just, there's something about writing stuff out that just makes me invest in it more. That's the reason why I don't have a typed up version of our topics. This is it, but it for some reason made me feel more invested in,
yeah,
like staying.
Yeah, you like
on
to
it.
Write. Angel got all these planners and she just be writing stuff out. She's always buying planners.
I love planners. I love notebooks. I plan on coming out with a journal by the end of the year, if not before.
She's gonna plan out a planner.
I am, and I know what I wanted to say. I know how I want it to look. I just have to find the right vendor to do it. But I like the Bible app in church because I always forget my Bible, and I always
ain't as big as it was earlier this year.
But I love it. I love it. I love all of it. But I too am glad you're not getting the surgery. I think this is going
if I was gonna get the surgery, it'd be them though. They are like known.
Yeah.
we know actually two other people that Angel's mom went to them, mm-hmm. and our friend
Jason,
he went to them. They both had shoulder surgeries.
We know
what they do.
Joanne too.
Oh yeah, all the same thing. They good at what they do, so I take their word for it.
Right.
And even though surgery sounds extremely easy and quick, the fact that he doesn't want to go do that.
Yeah, don't do it.
I'll take his word for it.
You're just going to have to be patient, and I know you can do it. The time is flying. Time flies. So we digress. You said that you wanted to be able to work out, so now that's just...
Yeah, I can't work out. I just got to be careful and not...
So he can do bikes. That's why he wants to get a bike. And I don't mind.
Actually, I can
get
the trainer, the thing you set the bike on.
What does that mean?
It's like a thing that, you know, you set the rear end.
It tastes like Capri Sun. I am not actually excited about drinking this. But just eating better and having better water intake. I feel like while I don't ever plan on being fully vegan because I personally don't feel like that's fully necessary, but hell, I have never been fully vegan over longer than a week. So I don't know if I was fully vegan for a month, I might say something different. If I was just like, oh my God, I now see like a hawk and I can run like a Giselle.
I must say, when I leave meat out of a meal, I do feel energetic after the meal.
Yeah.
Like, I don't feel heavy. Mm-hmm. I just feel a lot more energetic, and I feel better after the meal versus when I eat meat. It's just like, I just feel full.
Yeah.
You know.
No, there's definitely, I know there's a difference. I think it's, like I said, I don't know if I necessarily need meat to be fully removed from my diet to feel like the better version of myself. You know what I'm saying?
I'm good with everything, all vegetable. No, I'm good. I can't get rid of the ahi or the lamb. That ain't going nowhere. I'm sorry.
So you'll never be a vegan?
Yeah, I will. Maybe. I don't know. We'll talk to Tabitha, and maybe she has some recommendations.
She does. She did. When I interviewed her, she had some great recommendations. So maybe we'll do that as a challenge for a month. We'll do, after we eat most of this meat.
Yeah, I went raw vegan for about a week.
1 minute. Do you know what it means to be raw vegan?
Nothing was cooked.
Okay.
Yes, and I did that. No, the rice.
I had rice. I had
rice.
That is a huge difference.
But I went vegan enough. That was the only thing.
I know. Now,
and I went like completely ham with it. I'm like, nope, this ain't possible. But I think I did too much too soon, and we didn't know what I was doing.
But maybe we'll do it as a week challenge. Like, and we'll give ourselves a week to like ramp into it.
Yeah, I mean, I've cut out a whole lot of stuff. I don't do fried stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't do red meat or pork anymore, unless it's lamb.
And then if it's
but
lamb,
I was I was a carnivore. That was me, y'all. I was one of those people. I need my meat. Give me my meat. But
yeah,
I've pulled back a lot. Now I put more vegetables and carbs or anything over meat on my plate. That's not the main course anymore.
Right. Yeah. And I don't think I crave meat like that either. Like, I'm cool with the substitutions, with a burger made of vegetables. I'm not like, if this was just ground.
Yeah, see,
turkey.
I don't need that. I don't need that. So I can cut out meat without a substitute.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she got to get him, y'all, because he likes to treat our floor like, what's his name? What's the rich duck's name? Donald Duck? Not Donald Duck. Not that. Is it Donald? No, Donald's the rich one, right?
Uncle
Scrooge. Uncle Scrooge. He likes to dive off our bed like him into his coin. His coin whale.
Look, and he don't care nothing about me. He's going right to my boob. He's like, glad you made it. Give me my boob. Food, obviously. I've gotten better at my money spending, but I think what would definitely make me, I think what would definitely make me happier in life is if I had more control over my money. Like, if I had control over it instead of it having control over me. And I feel like that's the way it is right now. It controls me, and not in a sense of like everything I do is for money, mm-hmm. but I feel like money is what keeps me from doing certain things mm-hmm. or having to do certain things. And I don't like that, because life is not like, that's not what life is about. You know what I'm saying? Yes, yeah. Money gives you access to certain stuff, but
because right now you are, granted, you got to work hard at anything you do to get, like, if you want to get the caliber of money. But what am I trying to say? You don't want to have to work for your money versus.
I want my money to work for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty much. Like, there are certain things that I think, now granted, like I said, I want to have better control over it. I don't want out of abundance to do stupid things with it, because I'm like, I got money to waste. No, I want that anything, that any idea, any concept that God's put in me, I'm able to execute because the money is already there, because I took control of the money,
right?
You know, ahead of time. And I'm not like, oh God, I would do this. One of our Patreon members, Kelsey, said, you know what they say, attitude of wealth and not a scarcity. And yes, I should have an attitude of wealth. But sometimes I think I'd be like, I ain't got enough. Like, there's a purchase that I was supposed to pull the trigger on a while ago, and I didn't. And I'm going to pull the trigger on it. And I didn't, because we're in the middle of a pandemic, and I'm like,
yeah, rightfully so.
Where is the money going to come from? I mean, the money is there, but I'm like, shouldn't it be spent on something else?
As much as we stay probably, I don't know if it's a such thing as being overly cautious, but as cautious as we stay about money, the money has always been there for us. We've always been blessed enough.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we've made some mistakes.
Yeah, we've made plenty of mistakes.
But not enough that we've been like at a point where it's like, oh God, our children are right. about to be destitute because we're stupid. So, I do. I want to get to the point. I'm luckily like taking steps to be better at it, like doing better at saving and doing better about, like, you know, when money comes in, making sure the things that I say I want to pay off are paid off and not sitting there waiting for something else to happen.
Yeah.
But I want to be better. There are certain people who just know how to finesse their way around money, and I admire those people, because that has not been something that has been passed down to me. So I'm having to kind of learn it.
Yeah, my parents had it. They didn't pass it. Granted, I mean, it's like, it's crazy. What's funny to me is, I've always found strange to me, is the more money I have, the less money I'm willing to spend.
Yeah, yeah. But I think that's for a lot of wealthy people, that's the case.
Yeah, it's like, you know, back in the day when I first moved out here, you know, making what I was making, it's like, I'd spend money on any and everything. Yes. It's like, I got it.
We have people visit us.
We'll
pay for that.
Yeah, I'm paying for it. I go home and I pay for people's meals. Wouldn't nobody pay for nothing around me. Now I'm like, no, we can stay here and cook. I cook at your house. Right. You ain't got nothing in the refrigerator we can cook?
Right, right.
No, I don't need no shoes. What was that? Oh, I had some shoes, y'all. Some Air, what was that? Nike,
You know I don't know the name of the shoes.
Air Max. Mm-hmm. I will never have, ever, ever, ever buy another pair of Nike Air Max, because they always bust. They're the one that got the bubble all the way around. Mm-hmm. They always bust. Anyway, these things busted. Granted, Air Max, yes, can be a relatively expensive shoe. But I would walk in them and they'd be so loud. And instead of just buying another pair or a different pair of shoes, I would just complain about how loud the shoes were. And one day I came home and I didn't know, my mama has flown in and surprised me. And I walked through the door and I'm cussing up a storm about these shoes, because I'm walking up to the up our sidewalk to the front door of the house. And I'm like, these just saying everything. I say, I hate these damn shoes. And mama's like, what? Like, she forgot to say surprise. But yeah, it's like I had more than enough money to buy numerous pair of shoes and not even feel it. But I'm like, no, I don't need to buy no shoes. I got plenty of shoes.
Yeah.
And you had to talk me into buying a new laptop.
Oh my goodness. He was starting his laptop with a screwdriver.
It was a butter knife. With a anything, any conductive piece of metal I could start the thing with. Wasn't nothing wrong with that. It's just the power button. Who
has heard of starting a computer with a butter knife?
The power button came off. So the two wires to connect, you know, the little off and on, you just had to touch them together for about a second and a half and release it, and it would turn it on.
It's the perfect
theft mechanism. If somebody were to steal it, they would just bring it back, and it's like, we can't even turn it on.
I was like, Marcus.
And it'd be a butter knife, like, or a paper clip.
He's like, I can't get my online. Knife. Something's wrong. I can't get online. You know what's wrong?
Yeah. I couldn't even get on Google Chrome no more because of these.
Google Chrome was like, your unit is too old.
Like, it wouldn't even let me download.
It was like, it's not working.
And then we talked to our friend Damon. He was like, dude, it's not worth you upgrading that computer to make it work. I still got that laptop in there. Wasn't nothing wrong with that. My cell phone. Only reason I got this cell phone 4 years ago is because my antenna went out on my old cell phone.
Use a mess.
I'm like, y'all can't just fix the antenna? I don't need the latest and greatest. I can call people. I can get on the internet. I can take wonderful pictures, video.
They said no.
Transfer. Your thing is too old. Transfer files through USB. Your phone can't do that.
Yes, it can.
Nah, it can't.
Yes, it
Lie
can.
Lie again. You ain't even got a USB port on that thing.
It connects to the bottom.
Like, I don't believe you. Anyway, so
you ain't getting a new phone until that's probably 20 years old.
Unless Samsung mess around and pull some stuff that Apple does and just makes the phone die after, you know, a certain amount of time. No, I'm not getting a new phone. I'm going to keep this till the wheels fall off like the other one.
That's what I tried to do with the Corolla.
You did. However, these phones, our devices, don't carry our children in them.
Okay, I get it. You're trying to be a protective dad and whatnot.
Yeah, I got
to
protect them from your ignorance. I got your baby.
Y'all missed it. I about hit him. The other thing that I could do is trim the fat in my life. And that is both literally and physically. Trimming the fat in my life, meaning, like, I was saying this earlier also on the live, cutting people out of my life that don't need to be there, cutting situations out of my life that don't need to be there, cutting materialistic things out of my life that don't need to be there. Yeah. While it's, you know, we want to live in this place of abundance, I get that, but I don't want to live in a place of an abundance of mess. Abundance of stuff that I'm not going to use. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, why do I need umpteen things if I'm not going to enjoy all of them? And it's not enough for me to just look at it and know that I have it.
Like, right.
I want to actually have things that I'm going to use that meaningful, I enjoy.
Useful.
Yeah.
Utilitarian.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I know that would make my life so much better because the stuff that I'm not using is just a distraction. It's literally a distraction from getting to the thing that I need.
Now, what's an example of something that you think you have an abundance of that is a distraction? Wigs?
Like having an abundance of wigs that I don't like to wear all of them is distracting me from getting either doing my own hair or wearing the wig that I actually like. Or having, you know, quality wigs that I would want to wear and feel proud of wearing when I go out. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Or even clothes. If I just only had the clothes that were quality that I loved, I could get dressed quicker and I could get dressed nicer quicker instead of shuffling through a bunch of clothes that aren't quality, that don't show me in the best of light, but I have them because at one point in time I thought it were cute or at one point in time I was just like, oh, this will be just a good throw-on shirt.
Yeah.
How many good throw-on shirts do I need?
Yeah, that's where we differ because I am quick to throw something away that I feel I don't need.
Mm-hmm.
And by you saying that, it reminds me, like, I have probably 4 drawers of stuff that I can throw away because they have been in their drawers since we've been in this house.
Not used.
And I haven't pulled them out at all. So I'm like, I can get, and I feel comfortable getting rid of that. It's a little different for some people,
mm-hmm.
you know, like you had a baby, like your weight fluctuates. It's like, I'm about to get down to this size, or this is the size I'm in right now. Mm-hmm. So it's a little more difficult. Mm-hmm. Wigs, I can't speak on that because I stopped wearing wigs.
Yes, I'm glad before we got together, because I said we will not have that. And also, I know some clothes I have to keep just for auditioning, but you know what? God is about to open up doors where it's not going to be me auditioning. They're going to know who I am, and they're going to cast me based off of just knowing who I am.
Absolutely.
So speak on it. I won't need to prove myself that, oh yeah, I'm a detective, so let me dress like a detective. You know who I am. You know what I can do.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Yes, Jeanette, offer only. All day, baby.
I have what I have a hard time getting rid of is sweaters. Because I love me some sweaters, y'all. I love me a sweater and a scarf.
Mm-hmm.
Like to get G'd up. However, when we go home for Christmas, back in Kentucky, when it's cold enough, can't wear them because I'm overdressed. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, the Kentucky wintertime outfit is a hoodie and a sweatshirt.
Who cares? But you know what? Who cares, though? Who cares?
I don't
if
like
you're
all the attention. I want to be dressed up around other dressed up people.
Then we need to change our friends, then.
We do. We need, and family. Because I could throw on, like, I could have on just a simple little thermal, like, undershirt. Wearing it on the outside and a hat, they like, oh, you fancy. I'm fancy because it's cold outside. I got a hat on.
Yeah. You said we got to change our friends and our family.
Yeah, but I have a hard time getting rid of the sweaters because I'm like,
you like wearing them. You want to wear them.
I like wearing them.
Yeah, I do. I want to trim the fat. I can't. I was the other thing I was saying on the Facebook Live is that I know I could enjoy. This is going to take a little bit of a veering, a little bit. I was saying how you have your self-care routine. Your self-care routine is you will go driving. Last week, Marcus went driving 3 times. He left the house with none of us, with no actual, I think maybe one time you had a goal outside of driving. But the other 2 times, you were literally like, I don't know where I'm going. I'm going.
Yeah. That's therapeutic for me. Like, right. I need
that. It's
just
self-care.
Yeah.
And I was saying, you know, during this quarantine, my self-care mainly is taking baths. However, a lot of times those baths are with the baby. But still, it's like, it's become very relaxing for me. I put, you know, bath salts. And, you know, I just really enjoy myself. However, I think I would really enjoy my self-care routine that's in my house more if my house was in order. But because my house isn't in order, I can't really...
let go.
Yeah, I can't indulge in it the way I want.
Because you're sitting there relaxing, but that stuff exists. Like, you know the table.
I can see it.
Yeah, you know you in the bathroom, but you know the table looks like this.
Right. It's just like, oh my goodness. So...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, that's one of the things that I'm still working on, of coming home and seeing a mess like the kids have caused or whatever, and not letting it put me in a bad mood,
mm-hmm.
or letting it frustrate me, because first thing I want to do is just start cleaning and throwing stuff away. Like, kitchen table, I tell the kids, hey, y'all clean off kitchen table. Everything that ain't cleaned off in 5 minutes is going in the trash, and I hold true to that word.
Because
like they got too much stuff.
Yeah, Marcus is unwilling to go through stuff. If we could combine our superpowers, because I will go through stuff while you will get rid of stuff. Because I'd be like,
we just can't do it together.
But I feel like we got to speak it into existence.
Yeah, we can do it together.
We can do it together.
We need to catch it at a time of like. I think we need to start small. Like in a small area, because when we do it, it's like when the garage, when you couldn't see the garage floor, mm-hmm. we're like, now let's clean this out.
But you know what? That was a successful one.
There was. No, I ain't talking about this time. I'm talking about a previous time.
Yeah. But we were successful this time.
Yeah.
So if we could just figure out how to do it inside the house.
What I love doing is renting a dumpster
and just tossing that crap
aggressively.
Yeah, because I don't want to take no crap to our new house when that happens. I want it to be everything just happening.
That's the mistake I made of moving into this house, is I didn't get a dumpster big enough.
Mm-hmm.
Because I filled up the other dumpster.
You didn't finish with the, like, because you remember there was one night I was over at the old house until like 4 a.m. So we didn't finish going through
We didn't get a big enough dumpster, though, because mm-hmm. I filled that one up. mm-hmm. and it was too late to just order a new one. Mm-hmm. I should have got like the bin that you, the one like we had out here where uh-huh. you open the doors and walk in and set stuff down. Mm-hmm. And that would have helped because our garage is full of a bunch of crap and a lot of that crap came right over here.
Yes. I don't want that no more. Anything else you want to add to what could you do to make your life better? Your current specific life.
Let me see here. I could complain a little more. Relieve some stress. I
definitely think that that is a lie.
That's what I could do.
No.
I can complain a little more, y'all. No. Because I don't get enough off my chest.
You could go to a therapist and talk things through more. I think that's what you meant to say. Mm. Yes, that's definitely.
I'm my own therapist.
No.
Hearing myself complain is therapeutic in itself.
You are not your own therapist. Just don't believe your lies.
Why, look at that fool over there dressed like this.
You're not your own therapist. But yeah, if you feel like you need to get more stuff off your chest, you should be getting it off to a professional.
No, I ain't. I'm just messing with you. I ain't. I just thought you'd enjoy me here and I need to complain more.
Never.
Because that's what I do. That's my thing, y'all. I complain.
Do you think therapy will make you a better person? We're answering this question, though.
Nah.
What could you do? You don't think therapy will? No,
I'm sure there's something. Like, if I go to a therapist and they, like, if I go there for their reason of, like, what would make me better, but, like, I'm sure they could find something. Of like, you know what, you have this.
They get probably easier than what you think.
Yeah, I'm saying, I'm sure they could find something. Uh-huh. Like, I ain't saying it'd be difficult for them. Uh-huh. I would walk in and say, what's your favorite color? I mean, I like blue, but I don't like blue on everything. Oh, I see what your problem is. They could write out a whole tablet of stuff.
See, this is what makes you different than, I don't know if it was just, do you think women are just more receptive to therapy?
No, not at all.
You don't think women are more receptive?
I don't think they're more receptive. I just think they're like easy. They're more willing to go do it. Like just step out. Like, you know what? I need to go do this. Like
that's what I mean.
Well, you said receptive is in they'll
not the advice, but more so receptive. Yeah, that's what to I thought you were talking about.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, definitely women are more. Yeah.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. Because men, we not taught to talk about our feelings. It's like, you know when I told you what?
No, we're good.
Oh. You know what I told you, I even told, in one of the podcasts, it's like, when you ask your man about, or the man or a man in your life, you ask him, how do you feel about this? How do you feel about that? And he says he don't know. There's a good chance his dumb ass don't know. He don't know how to express it. So, because we don't grow up expressing our feelings.
You're right. So
by the time women become women, they've been doing that since they was little girls. So they know exactly like how they feel it and what they feel it and how to express it.
So with that being said, to me in this conversation, for you to say, nah, I don't think therapy.
You're damn right. You got dang right. I'm just proving myself right. Right. Prove my point. I don't need no damn. No, I would definitely be willing to go there. Now, at this state, at the age that I am, things that I've been through in life, experiences that I've had, I'm more than willing to go to do therapy, but I ain't going to spend the money on it. Hell, there you go. The more money I got, the less I'm willing to spend.
That's terrible. That was the same reason I said, I want to go to a therapist, but she has to be in network because I am.
Yeah,
got to
be in network.
The $25 copay. That's all I can't give no more to it.
Yeah.
But I do feel like I need a therapist and a life coach. Give me two of those.
Yeah, therapist is definitely something people need, but I ain't gonna do it.
That's a shame.
No, I would do it. I would do it if I was in a state to where I feel like I truly needed therapy. Right now, I'm in a good state of mind. Mm-hmm. Like I'm back after my back and everything. Back to doing my morning meditations that I do, my morning prayers. Mm-hmm. Even if I don't have time to do it, I'm doing it on the way to work. Mm-hmm. I'm in deep thought all day. Thinking things out. I'm in a good place.
I believe it. I think that's the best time to go to a therapist, though.
All right. I think you're wrong.
Oh, y'all see what I'm working with over here? You see? Yeah, I think a therapist and a life coach would make my life better. I do. Honestly. I think you would be like, okay, I see you. I see you. I think that's how you would look at me on a daily basis. You'd be like, you just You're killing.
You need somebody because I can't be.
Oh no, I don't want you to be.
Yeah, the way you be talking to me and coaching me, I can't coach you like that. Angel don't listen, y'all.
No, you don't talk to me in a way that I can like, receive what you're saying.
I would really like then take your ass in there and do it. What you scared of? God dang, you know you can do it. Yeah, I ain't that kind of coach.
You see, this is.
I'm not the kind of coach that Angel could benefit from.
Right, maybe I have
a lot of my friends. They actually enjoy my coaching.
Yeah, because they're not with you as much as I am, so they get it in that harsh spurt, and they're like, "All right."
Me, I wake up. She wakes up, nose to nose with me. Didn't I tell your ass to get in there and handle your business?
Yeah, so I know that's not gonna work. That's not gonna work. But yeah, a therapist and a life coach, I feel like I'd be touching the stars.
You know, because you know why I would talk. That's, you know why I talk to people like that? Because I talk to myself like that.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. I get it. I mean, I talk to myself rough, but I don't need nobody else's harsh words.
I ain't nearly as harsh with other people as I am with myself, though.
I'm sure. I believe that. I'm sure. I mean, but you be rough with me.
I don't be rough with you.
Angel.
You strapping. What? You strong and strapping.
You be like, Angel, now you know you ain't supposed to be eating that. Sir?
I've changed that. I don't be saying that no more. I come up, I'll be like, Angel, is something wrong?
Yeah, you just started. Are you feeling okay? You just started that.
And you be like, quarantine. Yeah. I'm like, so.
Yeah, see, you can't even. That's still not even the way. You still don't know how to do it, do you?
You damn right I don't.
You say, this is what you say when I'm eating somebody I'm supposed to be eating. I just want you to know, your workouts, you have been killing it.
Oh, okay. Well, before you weren't working out, you were just eating.
Then it didn't matter. Baby, you are gorgeous.
Like, you're working out.
Then you compliment me on something else. All
right.
You cute.
And then you'd be like, that's right, I deserve it. I'm gonna eat another, what's it called? Mousse. chocolate mousse.
I am going to
eat
I'm going
to have two more. See, yeah, I've been working out.
I'm going to have
one. I can't compliment you into bad habits.
It's not going to, no, it's not actually going to compliment me into bad habits. It's going to make me start.
This was messed up about. Y'all seen?
Okay, you got to let the podcast know what you're talking about.
I'm about to tell him.
Oh, okay.
I was telling the Patreon. He's asleep in my arms. Amari is. If he was laying down and if I didn't have him, if anybody else had him, he'd be wide awake from the sound of my voice. But the fact that I'm holding him, he's continuing to sleep.
Because he knows that you're not angry.
Hey.
He knows you're not angry. When you're far away and you start talking, he's like, what is this man mad about again? You could literally be like, this food is good. He's like, he's so angry. The baby don't know. He needs to feel your spirit.
Nah, he wants some of that. He's like, what are you over yelling about? Let me get some of that.
Let me get some of that yelling. Let me get some of that hollering in. Okay, guys. So let us know. What are some things that you could do to better yourself? We are headed into the summer, and I know a lot of people have...
The summer of 2020.
Of 2020, right? We're headed into this summer.
It can only go up from here, people.
And, you know, we all had New Year's resolutions, New Year's goals, whatever you want to call them. And a lot of those have went to the wayside, but that doesn't mean that you can't pick up again and start really looking at the things that can make you better. So this is not so much like goals. I want to be a movie star, but like, what could you do today that could make your life better? And I think sometimes that's just how we have to approach life, because the overall goal can sometimes be overwhelming.
Yeah.
And you just have to think about what could I do today to make my life better. So leave that in the comments if you're watching this on YouTube. You can also DM me on Instagram. You can DM him as well. Or you can email us pregnantangel@gmail.com. And we can respond to you there. Excuse me. We're going to close out with, since we've been talking about bettering ourselves, we're going to close out with our self-care tip. Sometimes we do the comment of the week, but since we didn't pull one up for this week, I was like, you know what? We'll do a little self-care tip So this one I think is specifically for quarantine. Self-care tip, I say this is something that you all know that we do because we do it on IG if you're following us there. We still have our own little mini parties. Being isolated and not being able to be around your friends can be difficult, especially if you are in a house where you're not married and there's no kids. Still have some feeling of celebration and connect with people. So our cookouts are not just for the people that follow us. They're for us as well to kind of shake up the mundaneness of this life of being trapped in, well, not trapped, being told to stay in your house. So if you can, you know, whether it be a Zoom party, which a lot of Zoom parties be trash, but if it's
don't get in no Zoom party with a bunch of people that don't know what they're doing.
If they don't know how to do Zoom, yeah, this don't do that. But
or use a computer.
You know, a lot of people listen to D-Nice, put D-Nice on, and, you know,
yeah, there's party. A bunch of DJs right now. Yeah. Listen to one of them.
A party by yourself. Fix yourself a meal that you usually don't have unless it's a special occasion. Open up your favorite bottle of wine or drink some really good water, whichever. But don't allow this time to go by and you feel cut off from the rest of the world. Like, do something special. Throw yourself a little party. Don't
do some exercising. That's just stress relief.
Is that your tip?
Yeah, exercising. There's a lot of as y'all probably know, there's a lot of people on YouTube giving tutorials on working out and everything.
Mm-hmm. On Instagram.
Set some self goals for yourself. I think it's good to keep your mind and your body in motion.
Yeah. Yes, I'm telling you right now, I enjoy. My guy works out at 12:30 every morning, every day. And I thoroughly enjoy going to that 12:30 session. And it's not that I don't have access to already recorded stuff. I have Beachbody On Demand, and I did Beachbody On Demand today as well. But it was still something nice to just have a moment where I was literally just focused on giving my all to my fitness. So if you can do that, Do it to whatever capability you have. Like, I'm glad that Marcus is starting to get some, like he was told from the doctor that he could start doing planks. So hopefully he'll find out more stuff that he can do. And even if it's that, even if it's little, you should still do it.
Yeah. I think I can plank and squat.
That's good though. That's what IG models, that's all they do.
I ain't no IG model.
You about to be though. About to have you out here half naked.
I'm a gangster.
You're going to be a gangster getting these coins from these dot shots.
Take some dot shots with some coins.
Okay. That's what we going to do. All right. So let us know.
Them shorts be hugging all up into my crotch.
There we go. I'm going to get you them Lululemons, the workout shorts that they give for men fitness instructors. Yep.
The biker shorts?
Well, no. No, they're like, they look like swim trunks, but they're short swim trunks.
Oh. Yeah. And they tight on the thighs?
Yeah, kind of tight on the thigh. Yeah.
I ain't did squats in a long time. Y'all ain't ready for that yet.
Don't worry. We're going to get you ready by July. I'm going to get it back, though.
Y'all used to have big thighs.
Uh-huh. We about to get them thighs back. Okay? Don't you worry, boo-boo. All right, guys. We are so grateful for you all tuning in. Please review us wherever you're listening to us at. It makes us more discoverable. We greatly appreciate it. And again, another shout out to our Patreon family. You all, we call y'all our immediate family because we have grown so close to you guys.
Absolutely.
And we thank you all for tuning in.
That's something that I love, how y'all talk to each other on the messages. No, for real, I love that.
Yes,
they like got real to know family. They're like speaking to each other and holding conversations. I love it.
Yeah, so we greatly appreciate you guys. So yes, we'll be back next Wednesday because we here every Wednesday because that's Absolutely. What we do. Okay, is this going to cause an argument? Probably, but you just gonna have to watch us argue, right, so. Okay? And hopefully get a good
laugh.
I mean,
the only reason we arguing like this is because Angel refuses to go to therapy.
And Marcus is wrong about everything. So there
that's
you have
part of your problems. I already called him.
All right. We'll talk to you guys soon. Y'all be blessed.
Y'all have a good one.
Bye.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.